Com.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning on a Monday. It is 826, 26 degrees.
Dozens of families are homeless today after that deadly fire that tore through a Bronx high-rise in New York. ABC's Jenna Norman is outside.
The fire was quickly contained, but officials say an open door allowed smoke to quickly fill this high-rise. Firefighters finding residents in every floor and stairwells. Smoke inhalation causing majority of the injuries here that killed 19 and sent so many others to the hospital.
The blaze it's caused, believed by a faulty space heater. No signs of foul play or drug use in the death of actor and comedian Bob Saget, who was found unresponsive in an Orlando, Florida hotel room on Sunday. He was in the middle of a stand-up tour. Tennis great Novak Djokovic trained this morning for the Australian Open. He's expected to talk at some point following a judge allowing him to stay in Melbourne. He had been quarantined over his refusal to get a COVID vaccine. The Australian Open begins next week. A fourth day of no classes for school kids in Chicago as teachers protest COVID protocols and the fact that they are not allowed to teach remotely with COVID cases surging. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning, 827. Sunshine, 26 degrees. Wind chill of 15.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us here on the KVOE Sutherland's studio line, Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert's big waterline project coming starting later this month.
Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you all today?
We're doing all right. How are things starting for you here today?
Just another Monday.
We hear you there, Jim. We hear you there.
Doesn't sound like that's a good thing, but boy, you've got a major project with the way it sounds, a few different moving parts that is coming here to Northwest Emporia, specifically right around Newman Regional Health, officially starting next week.
Yes, and this project's been in the works, been in the making for some time. We bid the project, and I'm going from memory, I think in July, awarded the project maybe about the first of August, but due to a number of issues in the industry right now, getting materials, fittings, pipe, the less than off the shelf and the kind of out of the ordinary stuff is a little bit more. The lead time is a lot longer at this time right now, and so the project, I guess it's 12th Avenue from Grand to Chestnut, and I'm explaining some of this, and I might be stealing your guys a little bit of your thunder and asking some questions here, but it's a 20 inch and 16 inch are the majority of the pipe sizes along there from Grand to Chestnut. It's replacing a vintage 1926 cast iron pipe pipeline that we water line that we have in place. Those of you that, you know, driving 12th Avenue on a frequent basis saw the two breaks that we've had over the last 6 months and kind of the thought process of some redundancies along Newman Regional Health. It's also one of our main transmission lines that bring water from the northwest part of town and the water treatment plant to population center portions of the town, not to mention southeast part of town being the Industrial Park 3, which is our highest consumption usage in town.
Well, those existing pipes gave you a pretty good deal, didn't they, actually, back in 1923?
they did. Yeah. American Water Works Association, which is kind of the go-to in our industry, they recommend 50 to 75 year life out of cast iron pipe, and so getting 96 years use out of them is a pretty good deal.
96 years.
Oh man. Oh,
okay, I guess it is time. They're due. They are due. So you mentioned 20 inch and 16 inch Grand to Chestnut on West 12th. Well, what will this entail traffic wise, Jim? Obviously, West 12th is used a lot. Main thoroughfare here in the city of Emporia. What's going to be happening as far as traffic?
It is a main thoroughfare, and we've been in conversations with the businesses along there, and especially Newman Regional Health. It'll be one way eastbound because the majority of the construction will be along the curb line on the south curb line, which is along Newman Regional Health, and the businesses and residential along there. And so the contractor will be working in that half of the street. Traffic will flow most of the time westbound one way, and then when they're doing intersection connections for the water lines that run up and down the other residential streets through there, there'll be some periodic lane closures on that, and where we'll have some additional detours.
That was going to be my next question, is kind of where you're going to be sending the westbound traffic, and it sounds like that'll probably be in phases the way that's working out. Are you planning on starting at Grand Street, or are you going to start Chestnut and then work your way back to Grand?
So we had a meeting with the pre-construction meeting with the contractor last week, and they told us they wanted to start at Chestnut, and some of that was due to the larger line size. The 20-inch is at the west end over there at Grand, and they're having... They're still waiting on a couple of the 20-inch fittings that are supposed to be coming in the next couple of weeks. So they're starting on the east end, and they're going to work their way to the west. And they won't do the tie-in. They'll just lay the new pipe and then make the connections there at Chestnut, which will close down Chestnut as they make all those connections later in the project.
Well, weather permitting, Jim, what do you see as the timeline to get the project totally completed? I know you're kind of looking into a crystal ball here, but ballpark-wise, what kind of timeline are we looking at?
It'll be a 3 to 4 month project. They've got contractually for them, and again, like you said, Ron, weather permitting, we're hoping that weather cooperates on this project. It's going to be difficult enough working through that kind of congested area as it is, but hopefully the weather cooperates and things go well.
Jim, remind folks here about the overall plan here for West 12th, because obviously when we had the huge water main break, I think it was back in 2017, near 15th and Prairie, there has been work, you know, to improve and replace the pipe from that particular location down, I think, to 12th and Prairie, and now east. There have been a couple of major legs of waterline improvements east of 12th and Prairie, I think, since 2018 or 2019. So you mentioned here about, you know, kind of the game plan here for this particular project, but hasn't this really been on the works here for the last several years, and what else may be coming down the pike here for this pipe, maybe closer towards downtown Emporia later?
Yeah, and good question, Chuck. So this is project 3 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 6 on a loan fund that we have through Kansas Department of Health and Environment. We went through kind of a planning stage for a good period of time, trying to identify, let me back up. We hired BG Consultants to help us with modeling the city's water system, and part of that was going through this planning process and identifying how to get the best bang for our buck, the city's on our infrastructure with the water line, what will make the most impact. So this is project 3 out of 6 on the $5 million loan that we have. The next water loan that is actually in the works right now, that's going to help create some redundancies from the water treatment plant. Again, this past summer we had a pretty large blowout in the 20-inch line up on by Presbyterian Manor, and it impacted a lot of industries in town. Simmons was one in particular. They had to dump a lot of product at that time. And so we're going to create some redundancies with that. Having a 24-inch line that comes from the water treatment plant down 24th and across under 35, we're looking at running a southeast transmission line from around the hospital all the way down to Industrial Park 3 in multiple phases. So it's kind of a multifaceted plan that it's going to come together in pieces over the next, I'll just probably say 3 to 5 years. And this is one of the pieces of that puzzle, I guess if you would call it that.
All right, City Engineer, Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert with us on KVOE, our Newsmaker 2 segment. Big project, Waterline Project, West 12 set to begin on Monday. And once again, Jim, let's talk about the traffic situation, how you're seeing this all play out as far as getting this down to one lane. Can we go over that one more time, exactly how that will work?
Sure. The contractor is going to be doing a majority of the construction on this project in the eastbound lanes near the south curb line of 12th Avenue from Grand to Chestnut. So the one-way traffic will be going westbound, and there will be periodic or interruptions in that with some closures in that at select blocks as they make their connections on the residential streets running across 12th Avenue. It's for the most part, though, the one-way traffic will be the way to get there. There will be a signed detour in 12th Avenue or at 12th Avenue at Industrial and at Commercial. And basically, that's going to be a truck detour. Obviously, the commuter cars, the residential traffic will know where to go, but there'll be a truck detour there. And the project, it's going to last 3 to 4 months. So, obviously, if you need to drive in the area, please follow the traffic control and drive with caution.
Okay, so the traffic will be one-way westbound. What for eastbound traffic? Are they going to have to detour, or are they going to be able to shimmy their way through there also?
It'll be closed to through traffic. So,
okay.
You won't have a throughway. You'll just have to... You'll either have to follow the truck sign detour or have to go down to what I'll call probably to 9th Avenue or up to 15th.
Okay.
That makes sense. Jim, before we let you go here, clearly this is a major project here for the city. Do you have anything overlapping this particular project that you have planned anyways here to start the calendar year here through the city engineer's office?
Yeah, we do. We have a project in 6th Avenue that's going to probably start in 30 days from Woodland to Lincoln. So there will be another waterline project that'll be going on, and that one will be right out in the center turn lane. We'll send you a media release on that and get the word out probably within 2 to 4 weeks. But we're kind of waiting to see what the contractor's telling us on getting all the materials in on that one. That one's a smaller diameter project, and so we think there won't be as many supply chain issues, but we're waiting to hear back on that.
Well, hopefully there won't be. That'd be good.
It will have both 12th Avenue and 6th Avenue under construction, and at the same time, 6th Avenue, US 50, though, will have free-flowing the outside lanes.
Okay.
Well, Jim, I really appreciate your time. Is there anything else about either of these two projects that you wanted to bring up here before we close things down today?
No, I don't think so. I appreciate the opportunity for us to talk about some improvements that we're making in our water system. And obviously, for those traveling in those areas, it makes it a little difficult for a short duration, but we hope in the long range or the long-range plan that it's obviously a benefit to the community, and creating some additional redundancies, replacing some aging water lines that we've been having some leaks and some problems with.
Well, Jim, thanks for laying that out so professionally for us, and that's good information that the public needs to be aware of, and we appreciate all you do. And as always, Jim, we appreciate your time.
Thanks much, Jim.
Ron, Chuck, I appreciate being able to get the word out on this, and hope you have a good day.
All right, you too, Jim.
You too.
Thanks.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah, Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert joining us on our Newsmaker 2 here this morning, Chuck. And, that West 12th Waterline Project from Grand to Chestnut begins on Monday. So we'll have a one-lane westbound traffic only for the duration, and there will be full detours, depending on if they're in an intersection or not through that project. So it will be noticeable.
Yes.
Here for the next few weeks.
And then you have the overlapping project on 6th, which will be taking place in what has been another kind of trouble spot there around Woodland, which will be coming up in February. So a lot of work coming here for Emporia's public, the city engineering department, just with these two particular projects. But progress will be made by the time we're all said and done. Want to let you know that tomorrow we've already mentioned Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty a couple of times during our newscasts earlier this morning. We also do have a Newsmaker 2 slot at 8:40, and it's really a review of the upcoming Lyon County Commission special meeting later this morning. That's coming up at 11 o'clock at the Courthouse Commission Chambers. County Commissioner Scott Briggs will have his perspective on the special meeting and really what is in store here for COVID-19 planning at the county level at 8:40 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on that. So we'll have a Commissioner Briggs with us, and we'll see what comes out of the special meeting with the county and Lyon County Public Health later on this morning. Make sure you keep following KVOE on air or on social media or on the web, KVOE.com. KVOE Live and Local, 8:42, sunshine, 26 degrees. Good morning. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated.